I know it's going to be hard once I get out, you know, to stay away from the old circle, go back to the old friends, but I'm going to try and do my hardest, do right by my family, you know, for my mum. I've actually got two twin brothers now. I think they've just had their second birthday now, you know, and it's a bit tough, you know, because I haven't met them yet. They won't probably meet me till they're about 3, 4, but, you know, once I'm out, I'm going to be out there for them. I'm going to look after them. I'm going to try my hardest and just stay away from the drugs and the crime, I guess, you know, like, just to make sure I'm a better person for my family, you know, because I'm the oldest in my family, so it's a bit tough, you know, because I've got 5 other siblings and they've all grown up watching me go in and out of juvenile justice, not being around much for them, but I think they understand, you know, like, that I've had a bit of a hard life, you know what I mean? I tried to give them the best for themselves, you know, like, I tried to give them everything when I was younger, you know, from a young age, and I just want to do good by my family, I guess.
Yeah, my life for drugs and crime, I'm done with it. I've got good family support, thank God, you know what I mean? But even like you said, like, jail's easy. Jail's not hard at all. Like, I mean, you come in here, you get health, you get clean, you know? It's the people outside that are suffering from everything that we've done. So I owe it to my people, definitely.
You know, I'm a young Yorta Yorta, proud Yorta Yorta Indigenous man. And, yeah, I've been in and out of the system from a young age. I hope to turn things around, just look for the better outcome. And, yeah, proud to see all the brothers here and the numbers. It's good. And NAIDOC, it brings us all together and all, you know, brings us all linked together, and just proud to be here today.